The Chicago City Council Finance Committee awarded a woman who had a tooth knocked out during an altercation with police during July 2020 protests $280,000 in a settlement. During the chaos, protesters were trying to tear down the Christopher Columbus statue, which was at the time located in Grant Park. Protesters threw objects like rocks, fireworks, and frozen water bottles at police officers. Miracle Boyd claimed in a lawsuit that a now former Chicago police officer used excessive force, striking her in her face, knocking out a tooth. Boyd said the city should be held responsible. I just really hope that CPD gets itself together and these alders continue to grant justice to all victims and survivors of police violence through the city of Chicago, Miracle Boyd said. The Civilian Office of Police Accountability concluded the officer used excessive force and lied in his report. COPA recommended the officer be fired, and instead, he resigned his position. The officer did not face criminal charges. Alderman Jeanette Taylor of the 20th Ward said she personally knows Boyd and the settlement is not enough. There's plenty to be said here, and I'll say what I got to say, but I just want to say this. I really don't have to say anything. I feel like the young people, a miracle herself, said enough. But we gonna be here, and $280,000 ain't enough to fix what was broken that day, Alderman Taylor of the 20th Ward said. Alderman Nicholas Sposato of the 38th Ward disagreed. These people were there to do nothing but wreak havoc, fight with the police, and tear down a statue because they didn't agree with the art that's been up for 90 years. Alderman Sposato of the 38th Ward said, the Finance Committee voted 22-7 in favor of the $280,000 settlement to Miracle Boyd. The settlement will go before the full City Council Wednesday. Chicago taxpayers funded at least $107.5 million in lawsuits alleging police misconduct in 2024 alone, according to WTTW News.